How's the season been for you? Kind of the ups and the downs, I guess, with everything that's gone on.
Yeah, it's been tough. You know, coming out extremely optimistic about the season, and then you know, not really going the way I wanted to the first three games, and being benched, and now being back in there, I've got a kind of fresh attitude about everything, and just having fun playing football.
What is your confidence level like? I mean, it's tough to be benched in the middle of the season.
Yeah, my confidence level is great. I mean, I feel like we've got a great, talented team that just is not playing real consistent right now. But, you know, I feel like at any moment we could catch fire and get on a roll and right the ship.
What has been holding you back, do you think, as a team?
Well, I think if it's not one thing, it's another. I mean, it's been pretty even across the board as far as blame's concerned.
Would you know Jay Cutler, fellow Indiana? I mean, I know you got a couple of years on him, but you followed him a little bit?
Yeah, you know, not so much Indiana, but just following the SEC football. You know, definitely watched Vanderbilt, Florida games that he played in, played really well, and was impressed with some of the games he played there. And since he's been in the NFL, I've definitely watched him play, and he's a very talented quarterback.
Rex, how do you insulate yourself from all the, you know, talk about you? Because obviously, I mean, it's almost every day there's something about you in the paper or on talk radio or whatever. How do you insulate yourself from everything and kind of keep your head on straight?
Well, if you don't turn it on, you don't hear it. And that's kind of how I insulate myself, I guess. I mean, I don't seek out attention like that. So I choose to watch and listen to other things.
Rex, even with that, though, I mean, you get a lot of questions about it. You know, I mean, you hear things. Has that been difficult? I mean, it's gone all the way back to last season. Is that tough as a starting quarterback to go through things like that?
Well, I think you're always trying to prove yourself, and no doubt you have your ear to the ground a little bit if people are doubting you, but in no way does that ever affect your confidence or anything, because you always know your ability and your confidence level with your teammates and what you can do. And you know, I don't think I'd be in this position right now if I didn't have confidence in myself as a quarterback. So I don't let you know, people that went to journalism school dictate whether I have confidence or not.
What about the way opponents have gone after you after getting to the Super Bowl? You've been kind of the team to beat. You started off the season as a team to beat in the NFC.
Yeah, and you know, it's tough. We had so much, so high expectations coming in. And whether it was injuries and just not getting off to a good start or whatever, we just have not played up to our potential yet. And our backs are kind of up against the wall. We feel like our margin of error is gone. And that's kind of our attitude this week, and that's how we've been, how we're going to practice. And you know, it's kind of do or die for us this week.
Now that you've experienced it, I know you've heard about it, do you believe that the Super Bowl hangover is a real thing?
It's hard to use that as an excuse, you know, because you know, the only thing that I could use that as an excuse is maybe overconfidence, but I'm not sure how that really attributes to some of our mistakes on the field. Kind of expecting to get back to the Super Bowl and kind of expecting to do things, but I know how hard we worked this offseason, and I know that that really can't be the case, because we just, you know, we were confident the year before we went to the Super Bowl, so I'm not sure why, but there's definitely a trend, and I just can't really point my finger to why these teams are having trouble after they lose the Super Bowl.
From afar, it looks like you guys haven't replaced Thomas Jones as well as you had hoped.
I mean, like I said, you can point your finger at any part of our team and say, you know, that position or that that part of our team's not playing well, and or at least playing consistent. And you know, we have to figure out a way to have everybody on our team kind of come together at the same time and start playing up to our capabilities and get on a roll. And running back's no different.
Rex, how good can Hester be at receiver, do you think, over the long haul?
You know, I think he can be a really good receiver. You know, it's tough to jump from cornerback to receiver in 1 year and just immediately play well. He's got all the physical tools and runs good routes and catches the ball well. I think he just needs a little bit more experience of, you know, the timing and the depth of the routes and getting out of his break and just kind of having an overall comfort level and experience with our system, our offensive system. So I would expect him next year to be challenging to be a full-time starting wide receiver.
How much of a difference in approach have you seen from the front seven the last, you know, couple films you've watched, the last couple weeks of the Broncos compared to maybe earlier in the year?
Well, you know, they're definitely they're playing a little bit different. You know, they've got the strong safety on the end of the line of scrimmage and, you know, having the eight-man box and trying to funnel the running game inside to their fast athletic linebackers, and they've been doing a lot better job of playing against the run than they have before. So, and then, they got two great corners that allow them to play, you know, that safety in the box a lot of the time. So we got to just, you know, be really sound in the passing game and precise on our route depth and coming out of the break and coming back to the ball and things like that. And then in the running game, I think we had to make a guy miss. You know, I think that's what it comes down to.